This episode is brought to you by FinditNWA.com, your hyper-local business directory connecting you with the best of Northwest Arkansas. Whether you're looking for a new place to eat, a trusted service provider, or unique local shops, FinditNWA has you covered. We also highlight businesses with a featured listing on the site. That means if you're a small business owner in NWA, you could be next. Discover more at FinditNWA.com.
What if your biggest heartbreak became the spark for your greatest impact? On today's episode, we meet Becky, known to thousands across Northwest Arkansas as Queenie B. What started as a Facebook group for single moms grew into a formal wear nonprofit, a singles group with secret leadership, and now one of the fastest growing business communities in the region. She didn't set out to become a leader. She just wanted connection. But what happened next, that's a story you've got to hear.
It's time for another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas, the podcast covering the intersection of business, culture, entrepreneurship, and life in general here in the Ozarks. Whether you are considering a move to this area or trying to learn more about the place you call home, we've got something special for you. Here's our host, Randy Wilburn.
Hey, folks, and welcome back to another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. I am sitting here with Rebecca Luther, but you might not know who she is. She actually goes by the name Queenie B. And I'm going to call her Queenie B for the rest of this podcast, but Rebecca is somebody that I connected with online. I didn't know her before. I just saw the work that she was doing in our local Northwest Arkansas community, building bridges and connecting small businesses. And I said, I have to meet this woman for a variety of reasons. And then I went out and spent time at her networking event, which took place up in Lowell, the Grove nightclub in Lowell. Shout out to them. They did a great job.
And that's
where we got to really connect. And I met her in person. And we had already, even before I went to that event, I had said, hey, I want to have you on the podcast because as all of you that listen to this know that I'm about relationships, I'm about building relationships, and I'm about promoting what makes Northwest Arkansas special. And I believe that Rebecca Luther, aka Queenie B, is someone that makes Northwest Arkansas really special. So without further ado, Queenie B, how are you doing?
Well, right now I'm feeling incredibly humbled. I remember when you reached out and I was driving in the car, my boyfriend Michael's driving, and I got a message and I'm like, oh my God, this is Randy Wilburn is reaching out to me from the I Am North. I was so excited. Then you come to my event and then you have these beautiful things to say about me. So right now I'm feeling
special.
Oh, honored.
Yeah, absolutely.
Honored.
Well, I appreciate that. And like I said, you know, game recognizes game. And I like the way that you kind of put yourself out there, kind of vulnerable.
I have been.
And totally transparent, right?
Thank you. I think in
this day and age, I think more than any other time, people want authenticity.
Yeah.
And you have brought a very authentic flavor to the networking space in Northwest Arkansas. And again, your page, the networking page that you've created, The Hive, is just grown exponentially.
Unbelievable.
Literally. I mean, we're talking, it has only been around for, at the time of recording this, for a couple of weeks.
No. 9 weeks.
Nine weeks.
Yeah,
yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, somebody might be listening to this a year from now and it could be multiple thousands of people, but you've got over 9,000 plus people.
Oh my God,
on there.
You know, it has just been, people have just embraced it. And we have 9,500 members as of this morning, I believe. For 9 weeks, pretty good. But here's the thing. Last I checked, 1.8 million views.
Wow.
And these are almost exclusively Northwest Arkansas residents.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Because there's not 1.8 million people in Northwest Arkansas.
No. So what that tells us is people are going back to view it time and again because they find it to be of value. They find the posts that are the intro posts particularly are valuable. And so they're going back over and over again and they're making their own. It's a public group. So you can see the posts even if you're not in the group. So
right.
A lot of people see the posts that their friends have commented and then they end up joining. So,
yeah.
I mean,
It's great.
It's wonderful.
And we're going to get into the networking event and all that. But I kind of want to back up, though, because I love kind of telling the superhero origin story of all of our guests.
And can you tell my teenagers that?
Yes, yes. Well, yes, their mom is a superhero. You are. But so you put a lengthy post out on Facebook just about a week ago, maybe, just being really transparent and sharing it. And I read that. I had to pause. I had to read it a couple of times.
That
and,
was long.
You know, you described your post-divorce years as incredibly lonely. What was the turning point for you specifically that led you to take the first brave step toward building community?
Yeah. So in a long marriage for a really long time to a great man, just not a great man for me. And I'm actually going to back up a little bit more. And I didn't put this in the post, but I just want to bring this up. So I've also been recently more open. It's been hard for me to kind of say this out loud, but I'm getting more used to it with time. So I was actually raised in a situation that some now are calling, well, a cult.
Okay.
I was raised in a very restricted religious environment. I was homeschooled, very minimal interactions with those that were not church members. And so there was always this sort of sense of loneliness. I'm a consummate extrovert. I get energized by people, but being homeschooled, living in the country, not having a lot of interactions with others, there was just always sort of an empty spot. Like I just needed the interactions with others. And I sort of disentangled myself from that upbringing in my 30s, ultimately found myself divorced.
Yeah.
And then, you know, divorce itself is difficult, as many will be able to tell you, because you change so much when you become divorced because, you know, your priorities change, where you spend your time. So many things change when you become divorced and, you know, you have friends and a lot of them you lose, you know, and it's not necessarily that they're bad people and they're like, oh, I don't agree with you. I'm taking his side. And that does happen for some, but some of it is just that I changed. I was no longer, you know, his wife anymore. I was no longer a wife anymore. Things change. And so you lose people along the way. And I think that's definitely the case in life, but it just is really in sharp relief post-divorce. And so I found myself very alone.
Did you meet him as part of growing up in this church environment?
He was a member of the church that I was raised with.
All right. So which is interesting. I mean, we've all heard stories like that, right? Of people that have kind of gotten out of a situation like that. And so, you know, you're in this reinvention phase, if you will.
Yeah.
The one cool thing about it is that you're a mom. Mm-hmm, and so you did get something amazing out of that whole union.
Absolutely. So, you know, people ask about regrets and I don't regret a single step of it because it gave me my babies. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for, and I say this and people don't always agree, but the things that we've gone through, like you, Randy, I know you've gone through some really hard things. And in the moment, you would just do anything to get rid of it. But don't you find that a lot of those things, when you look back in time, you actually end up being grateful for it because of what it taught you, because of the wisdom that it gave you, but also because of the empathy that it grew in you. Because sympathy is wonderful. The ability to look at someone and say, I'm sorry for their circumstances is wonderful. But to be able to say, I've been there. I know how you're feeling. And I promise you there's light on the other side of this. That is incredibly powerful.
You know, I think, and it's funny, you are welling up in me all these emotions about messages and stories that I got from my grandparents. I was raised by a single mom. I mean, my father was around, but my parents got divorced really early. And so we ended up going and living with, I was in a multi-generational household because my grandparents wanted my mom to save money to buy a house. And they owned a house. And so I lived with grandma and grandpa and my mom. And, you know, my grandmother and grandfather they exuded sagely wisdom and advice. But I always remember my grandmother saying something to me, and she said it within the context of encouraging a young man who was a pastor in her church, who was at the ripe old age of 23, found himself in the hospital deathly ill. Mm. And she sent him a note. And in that note, she wrote, don't waste your pain. And when I said that, I was like, don't waste your pain. What does that mean?
But that resonates so hard with me right
now. But it is my grandmother, you know, she shared with him some Bible verses, but she said, more importantly, you know, in life, you are going to have ups and downs. Mm-hmm. You know, the word, the book says trouble you will have with you all the days of your life. And so I'm not going to preach to anybody, but I will say that I don't care who you are, what book you read, what book you believe. we all go through ups and downs.
Absolutely.
But the mark of the man or woman that deals with those challenges of life is how you interact with
them. You know, when you said that about don't waste your pain, I actually saw a video. I'm so sorry, I can't remember her name. I would love to be able to send you to her. There's an influencer that has alopecia.
Okay.
She's lost all the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she sort of made a name for herself by being willing to go out there and not wear a wig. She does now a fashion show with girls that have alopecia. They walk the runway, and then when they get to the end, they take off their wig and they throw it away to show that we don't need this. We're proud of who we are. And I think, man, you know, when she had that alopecia, when she was, you know, a teenager, I bet she cried so many tears. But look at what she has done. Look at how she's used that to be something incredibly beneficial to so many others. And, you know, if I'm able to do a little part of that through, you know, the trials that I've experienced as a single mom or, you know, someone that's divorced or as someone who was raised in a really restricted environment, sheltered environment. I've had a lot of people that have reached out and say, you know, I was just like, I was raised like you.
You weren't the only one. So,
in this area, it was,
It's not that it's prevalent, but I mean, we've heard the stories, right?
Yeah.
And you hear about how people are able to come out of situations where I would say their ability to be who they're called to be is really suppressed.
Yeah.
And,
oh my God, so much.
And then there becomes this awakening, if you will, where they're able to get out of their shell and realize that, oh my gosh, there's this big world out there. Everything that I was told for X number of years is maybe either not accurate or I was told a level of half truths. And so once you start to get that truth for yourself and you find that out, it just it creates a whole different ball game for you.
Yeah. I was told very expressly, women aren't to lead. That is not their job.
Yeah.
As a woman, you are to follow. And this was preached to me,
So
for me to have stepped into this role in the last couple of years where I am most definitely a leader is, finding the role. Like you said, when you finally put in a place where you're natural, look, we can do a lot of things that we're good at.
Yep.
But when you find something that just speaks to your passions, speak to your natural talents and abilities, it's just so fulfilling. And I think that that's what I found here. And it's something that I didn't have for a lot of years.
Okay. Well, let's look at the arc of your story in terms of just building community.
Because
you've actually built community on a couple of different levels.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
But I mean, what was the impetus behind that? Was it just you saying, I got to get out and connect with some other people?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Or did you see a need and say, I want to fulfill that?
Yeah. Well, I became a single mom and I'm like, we need some support. I want to hang out with other single moms. My friends are all still married and they're wonderful people, but they're not single moms. They don't get it in the same way.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, I'm going to try to start a single moms Facebook group. I did a single mom sisterhood of NWA. It became successful very quickly. And we would do some in-person meetups and such. And that became a pretty big group quickly. But it led to, we had a post in the group page and it was a single mom who was crying in her post. And she was like, I'm brokenhearted and I just want to share it with other women who will understand because my daughter's a senior and I can't afford to get her a prom dress. And I just feel like the worst mom on earth because I don't even know how I'm going to pay the electric bill. Like how on earth can I spend hundreds on a prom gown? But I couldn't afford it last year either. She's a senior. It's her last chance. And I was like, not on my watch. And I said, this just can't be. This just can't happen. And so I called some friends, Minnie and Becca and April, who were moderators in the group with me. And I said, you know, can we do a dress drive?
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, Randy, we decided that I remember distinctly. It was January 24th of 2024. This was only 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And okay. So we decided that on January 24th. And I will preface this by saying I don't do well doing things halfway.
Yeah.
I find that I can either do it 100 miles an hour or I'm not going to spend my time. So from January 24th till March 8th, which is the day that we had our gownsational formals drive, where we got prom gowns from donors' closets, because so many of us have a gown in our closet and it's just gathering dust and it's going to go out of style. Yeah. So I get that prom gown from your closet into the deserving teens, underprivileged teens' arms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do I get? Okay. So in, what was that, 5 or 6 weeks, we got nearly 700 prom gowns.
700.
Nearly 700 prom gowns.
Not 7 or 70, 700.
We worked with over 80 local businesses that worked for sponsors because it was entirely sponsor run. There was no monetary
exchange.
It was all like donating door prizes, donating a photo booth, donating a balloon arch, donating racks, donating gowns. We worked with dry cleaners that were donating like, okay, yes, we can get 6 gowns cleaned before. We got seamstresses donating their time. Dillard's donated bags. So when these girls walked out, they walked out with a nice bag on a velvet hanger. So we wanted to feel luxurious, right? Not like, here's a gown, take it and be grateful.
Yeah.
We wanted to feel like a luxury experience with the photo wall and all that stuff. Yeah, we did. I think something, I did my very first news interview, and I think we ended up doing 12 or 14 in that 5 weeks, to the point where it was picked up by Bobby Bones.
Okay.
It was reported in Seattle, Philadelphia, sort of, it just struck a chord, single moms banding together to help, you know, teens in need. So we're doing it again this year, I'm proud to say.
Okay.
So it will come out. We'll make the official announcement about the date and the location in end of this month. So okay. December 2025.
All right.
And I'm excited.
Well, I'll be sure to get all of that information from you. And
thank
hopefully
you.
We can post all of that in the show notes. Anything that anybody hears about Queenie B, about her networking event or any of the programs that she's attached to, we'll make sure we put that in the show notes and you'll be able to get that all at IamNorthwestArkansas.com. So, you know,
I don't even know. Did I end up answering your question?
Yeah, so, you did.
Gownsational. I started with a single moms group that bled into Gownsational, which turned into the next thing,
which we're going to talk about.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
So there is this evolution here, and I appreciate it because actually Gownsational was my next question, but you already answered that for me, which I really appreciate.
Thank you.
Here's the thing, though, you know, as I look at you, and then I got to watch you last week as you were on stage, inviting all of the sponsors up and having people come up, and people were really having a good time, and you had tables set up for so many local businesses, because I'm all about local, and
yes.
And we have to support local businesses.
100%.
And I think it's important for us to recycle as many dollars as possible in our local community.
Amen.
And in a lot of communities, our money is spent and it goes right out.
Mm-hmm,
and so that's why it's important. That's actually one of the benefits of actually having Walmart right here in our backyard, right? Because, I mean, you know, yes, Walmart is a big company, but, you know, Amazon's not here in our backyard. Walmart is. And so even supporting Walmart, I sometimes feel like, well, my money's being recycled right back up to Bentonville.
You know,
and it's okay because Walmart touches so many different aspects of the community.
Walmart has done so much good. Look, there's things, right? We know, but they've done a lot of good. They really have in our area, whether it's shining a light, you know, this new medical school where they're shining a light on this holistic medicine, whether it's, you know, just building community with the Momentary. I'm actually doing an event with the Momentary next week that I'm really, really proud of.
Okay.
Whether it is the art that they've brought to the area, you know, the bicycle path, they've done a lot of good.
Yeah.
They really have.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I gotta say, I'm proud.
Right. And even when everything that you just described is the result of Walmart, right? Because Walmart didn't open Crystal Bridges. Walmart didn't open but because of Walmart.
Well, Walton,
I guess. But you're right though. They wouldn't be they without Walmart, right? And without what their dad did, Sam Walton, and something that I tell people all the time before you move to Northwest Arkansas, you should really read his autobiography. You should learn about Sam Walton because really interesting figure.
As good as man.
He touched the lives of so many people. And because of his thinking, you know, he really thought about what Northwest Arkansas could be, not what it was, what it could be. Mm-hmm. And so because he saw that, J.B. Hunt, Don Tyson, and so many others that are local here, they really invested in this community, and we're actually reaping the benefits of that.
We are. You know? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So, and I get it. I mean, there's always going to be, you know, people who sometimes give me a hard time because you're like, oh, you talk too much about this or that. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, you need to understand how our community has grown. And it's the same issue that we have in Fayetteville with the university. Because a lot of times people are like, oh, the university, they're taking up all this space. But, you know, the university's growing. When I moved here, they didn't have 34,000 students. Now they have 34,000 students. I look at it as opportunities, not problems, for us to continue to grow
and expand.
Absolutely. So
yeah. And, you know, if you think about it like this, the Waltons are choosing to invest all of this money, all of their time and their efforts and what they're able to help. They're choosing to invest that in Northwest Arkansas.
Absolutely.
You know, they don't have to be in Northwest Arkansas.
Right.
They didn't have to keep themselves here necessarily, but they're choosing to do that and invest in this. And I got to say, there was a time, perhaps, that I didn't appreciate Northwest Arkansas as much as I do now and what it offers, and that we still have that sort of small community feel, even though we're really not a tiny community anymore like we were when I came here in the early 90s when my dad was hired by Sam Walton himself.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I'm proud.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm proud.
Hey, I'm happy too. And people always ask me, why are you in Northwest Arkansas? And I'm like, listen, you got to just come here and see it for yourself.
Yeah, you got to.
I mean, we're in this fabulous library right now.
Oh,
I mean, it's like, who has?
World class.
Like, let's
like
be clear.
Like, legitimately.
Yeah. It is really, really nice. So, listen, you had no formal event planning or nonprofit experience, yet you pulled off something remarkable with Gownsational and all of the things that you've done previously. What did that teach you about resourcefulness and leadership?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, at Gownsational, it was like in a video game, new skill unlocked, because you're right, I hadn't done it before. You know, I'd done the single moms group. We had a couple small, but I had never done anything to this scale. I had never done, well, anything even close. And so it was like new skill unlocked. And I was like, oh, wow, I am good at this. And I like it. And I have many downfalls and weaknesses, more than most.
As we all do.
But I'm good at connecting people, and I am good at impressing my passion for a cause onto others. I've discovered this about myself. And so I was like, we got to do this prom gown. And it happened. And then during Gownsational, as I'm like, okay, I am scratching something I didn't even know was itching here. Like, this is good. I like this. And so then I had this idea, because, you know, I was running a single moms group and I'm proud of that. But you know, single fathers really get overlooked.
Yeah,
they
absolutely
do. And I'm going to take that a step farther. And I'm going to say men in general are often overlooked. And it's not always the most popular thing to say, but we got to look at the data. And the data tells us the person most likely to decide to end it all is a single middle-aged male.
Yeah.
Like, not just by a little bit either.
By a lot.
Far and away.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, I'm connecting all of these single moms, but like, there's a lot of single guys out there. And so while I was doing Gownsational and discovering, you know, this is something that I'm good at doing. And then I had this idea to start not a single moms group, a singles group, right? And so that we're going to try to, you know, create a sense of community and connection and encouragement for men and women that are single.
Yep.
And so I started that right after Gownsational was sort of over, done for the year.
So you figured, hey, well, I've already got these skills.
Yeah, I've discovered I'm good at this.
As Liam Neeson says, I have a particular set of skills.
Yeah, there
and so
you go.
You've got a set of skills that you're like, you know, I could deploy that in a number of different ways.
Yeah. And so I'm going to start a singles group. And then I kind of had this feeling, it was going to get big.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I knew this, but I had done a couple of things that got really big, really fast. I think it's kind of going to be big, but I don't really know if I want to be the leader. Does Rebecca want to be the leader of the singles group?
Sure.
Like, maybe she just wants to be a member of it. And so I launched a singles group. At the time I called, and you're going to cringe here, so please. I called it NWA Desirable Singles. I know.
That's funny.
Anyway, so I called it NWA Desirable Singles. And I launched this singles group, and I did it under the pseudonym. I created a pseudonym called Queenie B.
Okay.
Just so that no one would know that Becky was the leader. It would be Queenie B. But I also didn't think anyone would care about Queenie B.
Yeah.
We take advantage of so many Facebook groups and brands. Yeah. We have no idea who the creator is. We don't care.
Sure.
So I didn't think anyone care who Queenie B was.
Right.
Turns out they did.
Yeah.
And so,
what was that like, you know, living this double life, Becky by day, Queenie B by night?
Oh my God. Right. It was crazy. So I would go to these events, and Queenie would like talk about, in the single moms group, for instance, you should join my, you know, singles group. I'm a friends with Becky, you know, and I would log in as Becky and I'd be like, oh, Queenie, I'm glad you're. And it was complicated. I didn't love doing it. And then I would go to events and people would be like, oh, we heard, you know, Queenie, tell us about her. And I'd be like, oh, she's, you know, she's kind of annoying, actually. She talks too much.
Person.
Yes. And I feel bad. So I'm trying not to tell falsehoods.
Sure.
But
sure.
At the same time, I was really protective of, I didn't want I just wanted to be one of the members of the group and not be the leader of the group, I guess, and, and not get the attention of it. Mm-hmm. And I think because that ended up being sort of a mystery, and because when I started the group, it became so big, so blindingly fast, that now Queenie's this mystery. Who is this woman right. that's creating this thing that's growing so rapidly? Within 2 weeks of starting the group, okay, so 2 weeks after I started the singles group, which is now called Queenie Connects, we had 400 members. I did my first in-person meetup on April 12th of 2024. We then proceeded to do at least one and up to four in-person meetups every single day.
Man.
Every single day. So now I'm curating this because everyone loves it, because they're loving the connection and they're coming out and they're connecting with other singles, mainly single parents. You know, I was a 40-something, you know, and mainly single parents, and they're loving it. And so everyone, who is this woman that's the puppet, the, you know, and I'm like, oh, she's just, you know, she's just nice. She just, she's shy. She doesn't like to come out. She's shy. And so I remember a day, a couple months, I think 2 months after the group started, sitting at a restaurant with my family, with my kids, and hearing the people at the table next to us, like trying to figure out who Queenie is.
Wow.
Trying to guess who Queenie was. And I was like, is this happening?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's kind of surreal, right?
Yeah.
When you think of it.
But the singles group worked.
Yeah.
We have had, I think, 8 marriages.
I was going to ask you about that. 8 marriages.
Yeah.
Okay.
And very countless
cool.
relationships. And yeah. and yeah, but just as importantly is friendships.
Yeah.
So friendships groups form. You come to these events, you come to a few events, you find your tribe.
Sure.
And you now you have the people that you want to go to concerts with, and the people that you're taking, you know, girls trips with, or the guys that are going to the game together.
Yeah.
And sort of fostering that possibility for friendships as
that
well.
That type of community is, even on a small scale, is important. Mm-hmm. I know my wife is part of, I always call it her sister's social circle. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of women. Their common denominator is that they all met at a church that my wife and I used to go to.
Yes, yes.
And they all are still very close. Mm-hmm. And they have a special bond.
Yes.
You know, they get together several times a year where they stay up late. It's kind of like a pajama party for adult
love
women.
It.
And
love
you know, they
it.
Get
just
together.
Reconnecting
just
like it's been no time at all.
Right, exactly.
I love it.
Whenever they come together, it's as if time has stood still
love
for
it.
Them, which is huge,
yes.
right? And I think we all, like all of us,
we
men and
it.
Women, we need that type of connection.
Yes, I think, and men have been told for too long that they're not supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hate that.
Yeah.
And that's one of the
it's
things
that
I'm
fighting. It's a bill of
goods
that people are selling that's really not a
it's
good
a
thing.
It's a hard situation. You know, it's not good for any of us when our men are lonely or our women are lonely.
Yeah, isolation is not cool. And
not.
People, a lot of times what happens is you get that narrative that, yeah, you should be that lone, you know, that lone wolf and that's not a good thing.
No, it is not. You don't have to be. And some actually thrive in that environment. For those, that's fantastic. But so many have just been told, well, you're just supposed to do it all. And you, no one can. You can't do it all and be so strong and never have emotion and be just a pillar of solid marble strength all the time, male or female.
It's impossible.
It's impossible. But that's sort of the what has been impressed upon us and what is reinforced, you know, oftentimes in the media and stuff. And so I do a lot of posts on my Queenie B page or my profile. I'm sorry. There's quite a few posts sort of drawing attention to let's let men be breakable too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's let men have weaknesses too and not attack them for those, you know?
Well, and you know, when you say breakable, you use that when people think of something breaking, like I think of like a vase breaking, right? But the Japanese have this term, it's called ikigai, where like you break something and then you put it back together again. Mm. And sometimes what you put back together is even stronger than what it was in its original form.
Yeah.
And I think all of us can.
Well, going back to that empathy we were talking about earlier.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. All of us can benefit from that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you, and because you've mentioned this publicly, I wanted to ask you about it. You said that you were blackmailed and you chose to go public about it. Obviously, that took immense courage. How did that moment kind of change the way that you, Queenie B, saw yourself as a leader?
Yeah, I unfortunately would have to make difficult decisions at times to remove people from the singles group for typically, almost always, for reasons of safety.
Sure.
Well, when you're removing someone who's been determined to be unsafe, right?
Yeah.
Which we had an entire board that would choose. It wasn't me, right? Because we worked really hard to be as objective as possible. So it wasn't like I'm just kicking people out I don't like. It would be like we would vote and we would be objective. And anyway, and so when you remove someone who's unstable and unsafe, well, sometimes they turn around and they want to backlash. And so someone had discovered who I was and they said, look, if you don't let me back in your group, I'm going to tell everyone who you are and you won't be able to hide anymore.
Right.
And it actually had happened a couple of times. And finally, I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to hide anymore, period. And so I'm just going to come out with who I am. At this point, I'm the leader of this group. And most of the group, a lot of the group knew, but they had been kind and not been telling people publicly
because
they knew I was trying to be. And so then I was
like, you were really only being blackmailed with the persona of Queenie B.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes. So yeah, well, there's was a lot of other stuff,
yeah.
But this particular one was, I'm going to tell everyone who Queenie B is and you won't be able to hide it anymore.
Right.
And so you know what? I'm going to take that ability away from you and anyone in the future by just telling everyone who I am. And that mm-hmm. way you can try to blackmail me and I'll be like, well, everyone already knows.
Right.
So I did a video. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Went live, which I don't know if I'd ever gone live, maybe once before in the group. I went live at a Christmas party and I was so nervous. But that video, the very first one showing my face, I guess, everyone's like, that's who it is. You know, we got like 15,000 views. I was shocked. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, and I applaud you for your strength and resilience in doing that. Yeah. And so obviously, when you decided that you were not going to hide behind the moniker, even though you're using the moniker on a regular basis, that took a lot of courage.
Yeah. I mean, I would say for me, it was accepting that all of this trying to avoid the spotlight, which is what I was trying to do. Like, I didn't want the spotlight. I had no aspirations to be an influencer. I had no aspirations. And then I had to make that very conscious decision by releasing this video, because I had decided a day or two ahead, by releasing this video, what I'm saying is I'm willing to accept what's going to come after.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just made the decision to, you know, I don't want people to hold it over me anymore. But when you're given this blessing, which it is, Queenie B is absolutely a blessing. Even if it's not somewhere you saw yourself, you go with the turns in the road and you run with it. And that's sort of what I've done.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, that speaks volumes of who you are as a person and why I think people should kind of care about the work that you're doing out there in our community, because you really are making a difference. You've launched multiple initiatives, single moms, singles, now business owners.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I'd be curious to know from your perspective, Queenie B, what through line connects all of these communities for you? Because some of them are different, but there's some similar patterns. But I'd be curious to know, what is the through line for you?
So I would say that the one thing that is in-person meetups, where people are welcome and you are welcome. And, you know, I tell people, whether it's at the networking events or at the Queenie Connects events, or, you know, when we did the single moms events, walk into any party that Queenie throws. And I want you to think to yourself, right before you walk into a crowded room, I want you to think to yourself, everyone here came here to meet me.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. This isn't my parties aren't ones where you go to and you just talk to the two or three guys, or a networking event where you talk to the two or three guys you already know.
Yeah.
No, this is a place where I'm literally going to grab you. And I probably did this to you, that I will literally grab your hand, or, you know, pull your elbow and be like, let me introduce you to new people you don't know.
Right.
And just expand your circle. And every time I do that, the little part of me, and I've said this before, the little 12-year-old girl is so lonely and she's helping someone else. She's also helping herself, that little girl, you know, is that cheesy?
Yeah.
And like, it helps me every time I see that I introduce you to someone, and then you the next day you're like, I'm so glad, because actually we're getting caught, you know?
Yeah.
I love that. That Listen, feeds my soul.
Yeah. I think we're kindred spirits in that sense, because I have enjoyed leveraging this platform that I have been blessed to create with the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast by using it to introduce different people, different parties that didn't know each other. And so I constantly get emails and calls saying, hey, I heard this person on your podcast. I'd love to meet them. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's always yes.
Yeah.
And right.
Yeah,
so it's like,
yeah,
it's never no, I don't want to do that. My whole thing, purpose in doing this podcast, really, it was selfish originally for me. But what I realized was I inadvertently created a platform that people really enjoy.
Yeah.
And it also created an opportunity for me to make connections with people.
Yes, it's wonderful. Just growing my circle and, you know, looking back on that, you know, the Becky, what I call, you know, the dark times, and just the loneliness, just the all-encompassing loneliness I was feeling. And every new person that I meet and every new connection that I make for myself or others, it soothes that girl. And, you know, I did a post a while back. I did a post to, you know, Dear Becky or Dear, you know, of a few years ago. And it was a post just saying, it's not going to be like this forever.
Right.
And I want you to accept this pain that you're feeling right now, because in the future, you're going to use it.
Yeah.
You're going to use it to create a lot of good and help erase that pain in some others.
I love that.
And that's my goal, because I, in my dark place, there wasn't anyone that even really cared that I was in a dark place. And so I want to say, look, I want to try to help. If you're feeling lonely and isolated, I've got places that you can come find your tribe, you know?
Well, and I think that's important, because a lot of folks feel lonely and in a dark place. But what happens is they think they are
the only ones.
And that's not the case.
I remember as Queenie, I want to say it was like in May of 2024. Now, keep in mind, don't call me brave for this, because keep in mind, I was hiding behind the name Queenie B and no one knew who I was at the time. But I actually did a post. And I said on this post, I said publicly that I had been really lonely. And you know, that was hard to say. And I, again, I was doing it as Queenie B. So, but it's hard to say loneliness, because when you admit loneliness, you're almost kind of saying like, well, why is she lonely? People must not like her.
Yeah.
Right. And so then you're saying, well, I'm not very likable. There's a reason I'm alone. If I was popular. And so it was hard for me to say that I had experienced a lot of loneliness in my life. And that now I say it with ease and I say it publicly as Rebecca, but at the time it was big for me to say, to be authentic like that. But the response that post got was by far the biggest I'd ever had on a post. And I thought, wait a second, I'm not the only, wait a second.
No.
There was so many people that just identified with, I was in this dark place too at one point, or I would. And so, yeah, that really, the encouragement I got from others, the positive response, and there were, you know, there were naysayers, but the positive response I got from others is what like really encouraged me and bolstered me to feel comfortable doing it again. And then I opened up about other things, you know, with the marriage or other things. Loneliness as a small business owner is one thing I've talked about.
And it is lonely being a small business owner. I mean, it is, you know, people, I always call it entrepreneurship porn, because everybody likes the idea of looking at being an entrepreneur. But it's the actual work that goes behind it, which is difficult.
Why did no one tell me that I was going to be, you know, a bookkeeper.
Yeah.
I was going to be a social media expert, website builder,
copywriter. I mean, you got to do it all.
You have to do it all. And you're doing it alone.
Yeah.
You're grinding day after day after day, hoping that you have a fantastic idea that people are going to take and run with it and bolster you.
Yep.
You're hoping, but then you don't. And so that's what Hive Networking was about. It actually wasn't about sales. It was about saying, hey, guys, we're all doing this alone in our little section, our little piece of the earth. Let's like just lean on each other and sympathize and empathize with each other and bolster each other in ways that are free to all of us. Yeah. Right.
And support each other.
Mm-hmm. Support each other.
Perspective.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and you bring me right to my next point, which is simply because Hive Network really has exploded at the point of recording this in just weeks, literally weeks. It's not like you've been around for years.
Yeah.
What gap in Northwest Arkansas do you think specifically Hive is filling? And really, how are you helping these local businesses thrive? You've had a couple of events. You had one at Top Golf. You had one at the Grove just recently. There'll be others coming up in 26. So I'm curious to know, how do you feel specifically like you're helping small businesses thrive? Yeah.
I mean, so a couple things. So I'll try not to wax poetic here, because I could talk about this forever.
That's okay.
So I think firstly, a lot of networking events are, you know, at 7, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're grinding to take off leave and go to this event, or if you're, you know, a single mom and you or a single dad, you got to get the kids to school. You know, the networking event starts before work starts, but then you're taking the kids. So firstly, it's in the evening.
Yep.
So that's one thing, which is just, you know, as all of our events are in the evenings. But the other thing is we do two things. Okay. I'm going to limit myself so that I don't talk your ear off. You're such a good listener. I could talk forever. So one, virtual networking, right? So a lot of the networking that you see is in person. You meet someone, you shake their hand, you look in their eyes. you exchange business cards, and that's wonderful. Don't get me wrong. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
But what we do a lot in the group is virtual networking. Yeah. So what is virtual networking? So you're a small business. You've got 100 followers on your Facebook page. You make posts and no one sees them.
Yeah.
No one's commenting on them. No one's liking them. No one's following your page. You can't afford to spend hundreds of dollars a month on marketing. So how can I boost your business page for free?
Right.
Well, so one thing that we do in the group is we have Follow Me Fridays.
Sure.
So on Friday, I post a thread and I say, you drop your name below. Where do you need followers? Instagram? Do you need followers? TikTok? LinkedIn? Where do you need followers? I want you to drop that link below and I want you to ask for followers. But here's what I also want you to do. If you ask for followers, here's what I need you to do. I need you to give follows.
Sure.
So don't just drop your name. This isn't a one-way exchange. This is a two-way exchange. So you drop your name and say, I need followers here. You know, follow I Am North.
It's
you need to
reciprocity.
Give some follows. You need to give some follows. And then go farther than that. Don't just follow their page. Go make a couple comments on their post.
Yeah.
What Facebook loves more than anything else is a post that's been up for a hot minute and now it's getting more attention.
Yeah.
That boosts it. So that post they made is being seen all over again. It's free. It takes 5 minutes. And I get messages all the time from small business owners. You have doubled the number of follows on my social media accounts in such a short time. So the virtual networking, posting intro posts, you know, we don't really have a yellow pages anymore. So by the time this comes out, I hope to be making the announcement that we're going to have a Hive directory of small businesses.
Okay.
So a lot of virtual networking. I think that's a huge thing. And, you know, we do the Follow Me Friday posts. We do a post where you share something you're proud of. I did something. And as other small businesses, you understand what a big deal it is that this, what to some might seem like a small thing to an entrepreneur is huge.
Yep.
So post your point of pride for the week or, you know, post another small business. We have that as well. Like post another business that you've worked with that did something really great.
Yeah.
And this is essentially, you can just so quickly, and all of these are ways to virtually network that are free, but are, have been so beneficial to a lot of our members.
Man. Yeah. That really, I really like hearing that. And I really have enjoyed looking at the post where people will talk about themselves and what they do.
Mm-hmm,
and I keep saying, oh, I need to post something. I need to post something. I just haven't had a chance to, but you know, I've gotten to connect with or at least learn about some new businesses that I wasn't aware of.
You didn't even know because they can't afford. And so they can't afford to have a billboard on 49. And so, I mean, well, I'll be honest, some of those intro posts have gotten massive traction. So Andrew from Hearts of the Father, which is a local nonprofit that does something unbelievable, where he takes children, boys from troubled situations, works, you know, with DHS, takes boys from troubled. He takes them camping, teaches them how to fish, fantastic stuff. I mean, just incredible what he does. And so very quickly after the group was made, I think his post that he did was shared several hundred times and ended up going sort of like NWA viral.
Yeah.
So we did a fundraiser, just like a last minute fundraiser. We raised like over $1,000 because he needed some gear for his next trip that he was doing in November. We took him to Bass Pro Shop, who we had worked with to give us a deal.
Mm-hmm.
We took him to Bass Pro Shop and like bought him a bunch of gear, like heaters, because it was in November, sleeping bags, you know, all these things for him to take.
Man, that just gives a whole new meaning to community, right? In terms of just kind of meeting a need where it is and helping somebody out in their time of need. And that's the thing that I've always liked about Northwest Arkansas. And I've always said this, and people probably get tired of hearing me say it on this podcast. This being Northwest Arkansas is one of the most giving places that I've ever lived in.
Okay. Well, don't we have like the most nonprofits or something?
We have a lot. We have a huge amount of nonprofits.
Something, and quote me, I may be wrong, but I think we have them because we are such a giving area. Like we're filled with people who want to boost. And I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, the group has the intro posts. I mean, I've had people that have messaged me. They said, oh, Queenie, all I did was post an intro in your page. That's all I did. It took me 2 minutes. It was free. You've doubled my business for the month.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, like I've heard this time and time again. You doubled my followers. One girl posted the other day, you've increased how many views I got on Instagram by 17,000 this month.
Yeah.
So and it's all totally free to tiny businesses.
Well, I like that. I actually got a couple of ideas. I'll have to talk with you offline, but you're making me think about some things.
Ooh,
I love ideas. I think that it's important to give people the platform, both the physical platform, like you're doing with these networking events, but then also that virtual platform, what you're doing. But the only challenge that I always have with that is that a lot of it is on somebody else's platform, i.e. Instagram or Facebook.
Yes.
So it's the idea that how can you package up all of that goodness and have it in a place where you have a certain amount of control? Because we all know that, you know, Mark Zuckerberg tomorrow could change the algorithm and then that changes everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is one of the challenges that anybody has when they create something on a platform like a Facebook or Instagram.
Like we're at his mercy. So
yeah,
for instance, you know, like when I had my singles group, Queenie Connects, there was chats you could join. It's incredibly active. Our chats were so active. And then they decided to take away chats like that. That was the most popular part.
It's hard.
And so what I ended up doing is with Queenie Connects is I opened a circle. It's called Circle. And basically you create your own little social media platform and you can add or subtract all these different things. It was fantastic. The problem is it requires you to download another app. And then people would have to log into Circle just to see Queenie Connects stuff.
Sure.
As opposed to with Facebook, when you're scrolling, you see the Hive networking stuff as well as all the other stuff that's coming across your feed. And so there are other platforms, but so maybe one day, but we're not quite there yet.
Okay.
Yeah,
right,
we're
cool.
not quite there
it's
yet.
It's coming. It's
but
definitely it's coming.
Oh,
so.
Oh my God. Yeah. The ideas, Randy, that
are
I
flowing.
Have,
yeah.
they're limited only by the hours in the day and how much these fingers can type.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love that. I love that. So, and that brings me to this next question that I have for you. With so many projects, how do you, Queenie B, keep your mission clear and avoid burnout?
Yeah. Oh, you know, I actually met with someone yesterday. Oh, what was her name? She runs... Oh gosh, I have to know her name. And basically what she does is she helps with this very thing. She helps with small business entrepreneurs. Okay, I'm going to give her, and you're going to have to completely forgive me if I totally say this name, Shaheen.
Okay.
And she works-
Lakwanda?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What? Tell me the name of her.
I don't know the name of her. I know her.
So she helps with small business.
Small businesses.
She's already reached out to me and she said, Queenie, you are running 90 miles, but you are going to burn yourself out.
Sure.
Let me connect you with some. So like I'm doing an event that I'm super excited about. I'm going to go ahead and tell you because we haven't announced it yet, but we will have by the time this comes out. At George's Majestic Lounge.
Okay.
I mean, I could die that I am having an event at George's.
Okay.
I'm so excited by this. I totally, the same thing at The Grove when I met Bill at The Grove, I fangirled. I mean, yeah. Legit. I kind of did the same thing when I went to George's the other day that they would want me to have a networking event at George's Majestic Lounge.
Sure.
I'm beyond honored, but like they're going to get me in touch with the Small Business Council in Fayetteville. No.
The
Small Business
Arkansas?
Coalition.
Coalition.
Small Business Coalition, I believe it's called. And because I'm going to try to pull a lot of the downtown Fayetteville businesses together to do this event at George's with me and try to like boost them because it'll be in January, which is a really slow time, of course,
sure,
for a lot of service businesses. So anyway, so yes, how do I avoid burnout? Well, that's the question. You know, I lie awake at night thinking, what if this is a flash in the pan?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like,
well,
what
I mean,
if I'm a one-hit wonder?
All the small businesses go away tomorrow. I don't think that that's the case.
Yeah.
I think it's just you are the shiny new toy in the toy box, right?
100%.
The idea is how do you make yourself viable, relevant, and with the level of staying power that will serve both needs today and into the future?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So how can I keep connecting people that we don't get, you know, that's the question. And I have a bazillion ideas.
Yeah. I think one of the things, and I'm just kind of adding to your plate of ideas, but one of the things is focusing on helping people be more relational and not transactional. Because it's a mindset, right? It's a mindset shift that everybody has to have. And it's either you're coming from a place of fullness or a place of lack.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when you start a business, your whole thing is, well, I'm either competing against somebody else or I've got to get, you know, business from this person or that person or whatever, because, you know, I want to be the best at what I do, which is fine. But I think the reality is that, like, I always tell people, because, you know, there's a bunch of other podcasts here in Northwest Arkansas. And, you know, my thing is my competition is not other podcasts. Mm. My competition is me.
Mm.
And so, and each and every business owner that was at your Hive event there at the Grove, their competition is themselves first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute that you lean into who you are as a small business owner and really what you want to represent to the local community that you serve, the better off you'll be in the long run. Because that creates a much more relational mindset than a transactional one.
No.
Transactions are 100%. Come and go.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I can tell you, we work and we get some complaints because we don't allow in the group page, we don't allow straight up ads. So if you just post, here's my business, hire me, we're going to deny it.
Yeah, because
you know, and I've mentioned this before, Dan Klaus from Natural State Brewery, we were talking one day and we looked up the statistic. We are subjected as Americans to something in the area of like 5,000 ads a day.
It's crazy.
We are, we're blind to ads.
Yeah.
And so when people don't want ads, like they don't want to do, what they want to know is if there's 10,000 realtors to choose from, why should I choose you?
Yeah.
Why are you the one? And not perfectly curated, because none of us are, right?
No.
Not perfectly curated, but why should I, you know, and that's what we really push in the group page is don't post ads. We'll decline it. They don't get seen because we're all inundated with ads, but post us just like about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and not a perfect headshot with the arms crossed and turning towards the camera and the lighting is just so, but post the other stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's the stuff that resonates. And you'll see if you look at Queenie, you know, look at Queenie's posts. I very much am not
just keeping
perfectly
real.
Curated. In fact, I posted a headshot and I was wearing jeans and I had missed a belt loop.
Yeah.
And someone said, you know, you missed a belt loop on your jeans. And I said, that sounds like me.
Yeah.
And they said, well, here, I can edit it out. And I said, that's okay.
No, it's all good.
This is what I look like.
I walked
around all day with my belt, you know, and that's what it is.
It's okay.
It's reality.
I love that. And I think that people need to hear, they need to have permission to just be themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and not try to put on airs or be something that you're not. Because it's so much harder when you're not trying to be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I agree.
I mean, you're on to something.
Well, and you know, that kind of touches on, I circle back around again, you know, men and women being told you have to be perfect physically, right?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have wrinkles. You can't have sunspots. You can't. And then men being told, well, you have to be perfectly strong.
Yeah.
You've got to be perfectly strong. You can't show cracks. You can't show. Yeah. So, and that's not possible.
It isn't.
Okay.
Last question.
Oh, we're done already.
We've almost run for 55 minutes.
Oh,
so,
Randy, we could talk forever.
We could. And we're going to continue this. So this is, I will tell everybody listening to this, this is a comma, not a period.
Oh.
So we will keep.
I've made it to round two.
You will definitely have made it to round two. Because I mean,
yay.
I think this is a lot of what you're talking about are things that people need to hear. And I want to end on this particular idea. So I know that there's someone listening who's feeling isolated like you once did. What's your message to them? I mean, you've kind of shared some stuff. I want you to distill it down. And how can they take the first step back into connection?
Mm-hmm. And I'll say this. I said it a lot with Queenie Connects. There are thousands of people in Northwest Arkansas that feel the exact same way you do. They feel isolated. They feel like no one cares, that no one knows about them or wants to know about them. They feel the exact same way you do. You are not alone. And the answer I have for you and them is we do want to meet you. We want to connect with you. We want to, you know, grow our circles just like you want to grow yours.
Yeah.
And so find one of my platforms, whether it's joining as a volunteer for Gownstational, whether it's joining, you know, Hive Networking, which, you know, it's a small business networking group. But there are people that come and they're like, I don't have a small business. I just want to hang out with people. Absolutely.
Yeah,
bring yourself out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in the singles group as well. So you're not the only one that feels that way. And we've got connection for you.
Yeah.
And when you come to a Queenie party, you come to a Queenie event, you will meet, I promise you, so many people. I will make sure of it because I personally will introduce you.
Yeah. Well, and there were a lot. I mean, 375 plus folks were at the last event that networking event that I went to. And you know, I really would encourage you as you get out there on Facebook and you see this, and we'll put a link to the Hive networking page on the show notes for this. And we want to really promote all of the amazing work that Queenie B is doing, because I think it's important for folks to hear that. But this has been nothing short of amazing. Thank you so much for taking time out of
you
your schedule.
Say that to
No, I don't.
But
I really appreciate it. And I'm very judicious about who I bring on the podcast, right? Because I think storytelling is important, and we've been doing it since we were painting on the side of caves. So I mean, it's just something that you need, but people need to hear your story.
Thank you.
Because in hearing your story, they might see a little bit of themselves in it, and it may free them up to step out of their comfort zone and do something that might require them to make some connections that they didn't have before.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you. I'm honored because that means a lot. I have a lot of respect for you and what you've grown. And so that means a lot to me.
Thank you. Well, she is Rebecca Luther, AKA Queenie B. Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast today. And we really appreciate it. If people want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Okay. So I am on Instagram as Queenie B NWA, and it's QUEENIEBE. So Queenie B NWA on Instagram. You can find me Queenie B NWA on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm on LinkedIn as Rebecca Luther, AKA Queenie B. And then I'm hopefully soon starting TikTok, which would also be Queenie B NWA.
Are your kids helping you with that?
Oh.
Are they into the videos?
Yeah. They don't have TikTok. It's YouTube. They'd be impressed if I was on YouTube, which incidentally I'm on YouTube as Queenie B NWA, I think too.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll make sure everybody has those links and they know how to connect with
you. Well, and then the Hive Networking NWA, I should say that.
Yes.
So Hive Networking NWA is the group on Facebook.
Right.
Also Hive Networking NWA.com is our website, and then on Instagram and LinkedIn as well.
And we'll put all of that on the show notes so people know how to connect. And if you do connect with her in person or online and you heard about it first here on I Am Northwest Arkansas, please let Queenie B know so she knows that her time wasn't wasted coming down here to the Fayetteville Public Library.
Shoot, it wasn't. You had me in tears.
It's all good. Well, thank you again for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you, of course.
Absolutely. Well, folks, from loneliness to leadership, Becky's journey reminds us that connection isn't just a nice to have. It's the heart of community. Whether she's helping a single mom find hope, a small business owner find their people, or creating safe spaces under the name Queenie B, one thing is clear: purpose doesn't always come with a plan. Sometimes it just takes one bold step. Thank you, Becky, for showing us how to turn pain into purpose and for helping Northwest Arkansas shine a little brighter. That's all we have for this week's episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. I'm Randy Wilburn, your host, and we'll see you back here next week for another new episode. Peace.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. Check us out each and every week, available anywhere that great podcasts can be found. For show notes or more information on becoming a guest, visit IamNorthwestArkansas.com. We'll see you next week on I Am Northwest Arkansas.